Good morning, listeners. My name is Brianna, and I'm your host for the Adobe Youth Voices podcast for this episode of Changemaking Youth Culture, or CMYK. Bringing to you live the graphic designers Joanna and Jonathan.
Hello, San Jose. We are very excited to be here.
And a great thanks to our favorite host, Brianna.
Well, thanks, guys. And today we have a very important subject to address, something that has been haunting the lives of children around the world. Yes, we are talking about the horrifying truths of child abuse.
This topic makes me sick. I mean, how can an adult abuse a child knowing they were children at one point in their life? We feel very strongly about this, which is why we decided to make the button for people to realize how important children are. Our timeline specifically says, children are the future, protect them.
Child abuse is a nightmare around the world. People who experience child abuse are most likely to commit a violent crime and be arrested as a juvenile or adult, which is why we choose that specific tagline. Children manage the future, and they determine whenever or not we will live in a world with minimal crime rate.
The problem being nationwide, what do you believe is the best way to minimize it?
This problem can be solved by enforcing social services so that children can be protected from being abused.
The children can be also placed in a safe environment where they can be treated with love, care, and respect.
I'm sure people will get the message through the beautiful buttons you both have designed. In what ways does a design emphasize a concern? What type of illustrations did you both use on the button?
Our design symbolizes the innocence of children. For example, the teddy bear. When you see one, it reminds you of a kid or your childhood.
We use a design of the world for the other two buttons, representing the future that children hold.
We also use different sans serif typefaces. For example, arrow, rounded, bold, and Helvetica.
That's amazing work. What can you tell us about the colors and principles used?
We use the repetition and different colors and shapes like circles and stars to bring an infant type of theme.
Wow, I'm impressed. Amazing work. Thank you, Joanna and Jonathan, for being here today, and thanks for listening to CMYK. Remember, CMYK stands for Changemaking Youth Culture, a podcast of Adobe Youth Voices. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter, AYB with us, and hashtag CMYK. Thank you.